And now dictation. For Denise Moore, M-O-O-R-E, January 2, 1962. Address as a letter to SCAT, Kasning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A-C, A421110. Dear Mr. Kasning, follow up for Mrs. Moore, who has a low magnesium. Last visit in July. Few months ago, high potassium, was evaluated in emergency room. She's not aware what kind of treatment received, was not admitted to the hospital, rechecked potassium apparently improved. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, minor edema, denies claudication symptoms, stable neuropathy, no ulcers, stable dyspnea, uses oxygen at night, 3-4 liters, no purulent material hemoptysis, no syncope, no gross orthopnea PND, soft stool since gallbladder surgery more than 25 years ago. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the aldactone, losartan, amiloride, and beta blockers. All of them potentially can make potassium go up. On diabetes treatment, cholesterol treatment, bronchodilators. Takes one magnesium a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 123.67. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, no gross respiratory cardiovascular abnormalities, no abdominal distension, ascites, masses, tenderness, no gross edema, neurological deficits, multiple tattoos. Next paragraph, chemistry January, normal kidney function. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, magnesium in the low site at 1.3. Previously, normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, normal cell count, low platelets at 84, and anemia at 10.5 with MCV of 87. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low magnesium. Apparently, chronic loose stools, not severe, since gallbladder surgery many years ago. Continue present replacement, magnesium, as well as amiloride. Off diuretics. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, isolated high potassium, not persistent, as indicated above, 4 medications potentially explain that. Presently, potassium acid base is normal. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia and anemia, no progression, not symptomatic. Next number, documented enlargement of the spleen, which likely explains anemia and thrombocytopenia. There is, however, no documented chronic liver disease. Continue to monitor over time. End of dictation.